Joshua, chapter 15, beginning with verse 13. To Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Joshua gave a portion among the people of Judah, in keeping with the word of the Lord to Joshua, namely, the city of Kiriath Arba. Arba was the father of Anak. Kiriath Arba is now called Hebron. Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Then he went up from there against the inhabitants of Debir. The name of Debir was formerly Kiriath Sepher. Caleb said, "If anyone attacks Kiriath Sepher and captures it, I will give my daughter Aksah to him as his wife." Othniel, son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured Kiriath Sepher, and Caleb gave his daughter Aksah to him as his wife. When she came to Othniel, she pressured him to ask her father for some pasture land. As she dismounted from the donkey, Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" She said, "Give me a blessing. Since you have given me land in the dry Negev, you should also give me springs of water." So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Judah according to their clans. The cities of the southern edge of the tribe of the people of Judah along the border with Edom in the Negev are Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kena, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Hazor Hadatath, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazar Geda, Heshman, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shual, Beersheba, Biziothiah, Bela, Eim, Ezim, Eltalad, Kazel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Libaoth, Shilhim, Ayin, and Rimmon, 29 cities and their villages. In the Shephelah, the cities are Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adulam, Soka, Ezekka, Sha'araim, Adathaim, Gedera, and Gederathaim, 14 cities and their villages. Zenon, Hedesha, Migdel Gad, Dilan, Mizpah, Jukthael, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabon, Lamas, Kitlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Naamah, and Makkedah, 16 cities and their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iptah, Ashna, Nezeb, Keilah, Aksib, and Marishah, 9 cities and their villages. Ekron and its surrounding towns and its villages. West of Ekron, all the towns that are near Ashdod and their villages. Also Ashdod with its surrounding towns and villages. Gaza with its surrounding towns and its villages, as far as the stream of Egypt, with the Mediterranean Sea as the boundary. In the hill country, the cities were Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtemol, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities and their villages. Arab, Ruma, Eshan, Janum, Beth Tapua, Afeka, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities and their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Jokdiam, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities and their villages. Halhul, Bethzur, Gedor, Ma'arath, Bethanoth, and Eltekon, 6 cities and their villages. Tekoa, Ephrathah, that is Bethlehem, Peor, Etam, Kolan, Tatum, Shoresh, Kerem, Elim, Bether, and Manaco, 11 cities and their villages, Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Reba, 2 cities and their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Arabah, Midden, Sekakah, Nibshan, Ir Mela, and En-Gedi, 6 cities and their villages. But as for the Jebusites, who were the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the people of Judah were not able to drive them out. The Jebusites have lived with the people of Judah in Jerusalem to this day. Chapter 16. The allotment for the descendants of Joseph started from the Jordan of Jericho and from the waters of Jericho on the east and extends up through the wilderness, ascending from Jericho through the hill country of Bethel. Then it goes out from Bethel to Luz and crosses over to the border of the Archites at Ataroth. It descends westward to the border of the Jephthalites, as far as the border of Lower Beth Horon, and as far as Gezer, and it ends at the sea. So the descendants of Joseph, the tribes of Manasseh and Ephraim, received their inheritance. The border of the descendants of Ephraim was arranged according to their clans. The southern border of their inheritance, starting from the east end, extends from Ataroth Adar up to Upper Beth Horon. Then the border goes out to the sea. Starting at Michmethath on the northeast, the border curves around toward the southeast, toward Anath Shiloh, and it crosses over on the east of Genoah. Then it descends from Genoah to Ataroth and to Naarath. It touches Jericho and goes out to the Jordan. From Tapua, the border goes west to the stream bed of the Kana. It ends at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the descendants of Ephraim according to their clans. It also includes the cities that were set apart for the descendants of Ephraim in the middle of the inheritance of the descendants of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. But the Ephraimites did not drive out the Canaanites living in Gezer. So the Canaanites have lived within Ephraim to this day, but they have become a labor force of slaves. The second allotment went to the tribe of Manasseh, even though he was the firstborn of Joseph. To Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a warrior, to him went Gilead and Bashan. The next allotment went to the rest of the descendants of Manasseh according to their clans, that is, to the sons of Ebiezer, to the sons of Helek, to the sons of Asriel, to the sons of Shechem, to the sons of Hepher, and to the sons of Shemida. These were the descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, the males according to their clans. Now Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters. These are the names of his daughters, Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They approached Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the other leaders, and said, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." So in keeping with the word of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the brothers of their father. Thus the portions of Manasseh were assigned as 10 portions, in addition to the land of Gilead and Bashan, which are in the region east of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons. The land of Gilead went to the rest of the descendants of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh extends from Asher to Michmethath, which is close to Shechem. Then the border turns to the right toward the inhabitants of En-Tapua. The land of Tapua belongs to Manasseh, but Tapua on the border of Manasseh belongs to the descendants of Ephraim. Then the border descends to the stream bed of the Kana. South of the stream bed, these cities belonging to Ephraim are located among the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh is north of the stream bed, and it ends at the sea. The land to the south belongs to Ephraim, and the land to the north belongs to Manasseh, and the sea is its border. The borders touch Asher on the northwest and Issachar on the northeast. Also belonging to Manasseh, but lying within the territory of Issachar and Asher, are Beth Shan and its surrounding towns, Ibleam and its surrounding towns, the inhabitants of Dor and its surrounding towns, the inhabitants of Endor and its surrounding towns, the inhabitants of Taanach and its surrounding towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its surrounding towns, all three cities of the Nephet. But the people of Manasseh were not able to take possession of these cities, and the Canaanites were determined to continue living in this land. When the people of Israel grew strong, they made the Canaanites serve as a labor force, but they did not drive them out completely. The descendants of Joseph spoke with Joshua. They said, "Why did you give us an inheritance of only one lot and one portion, even though we are a numerous people, whom the Lord has blessed right up to the present?" But Joshua said to them, "If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest and clear some land for yourself in the territory of the Perizzites and the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too confining for you." The descendants of Joseph said, "The hill country is not sufficient for us, and all the Canaanites living in the valleys have iron chariots, both those in Bethshan and its surrounding towns and those in the valley of Jezreel." But Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, "Because you are a numerous people and you have great strength, you will not have just one allotment, but you will also have the hill country. Even though it is forest, you will clear it, and all of it will be yours, because you will drive out the Canaanites, even though they have iron chariots, and even though they are strong."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.